So next up, we are going to shift from writing for users to dealing with another group of people that need information, and that's the press. Graham Morrison is going to talk to us for a bit on the topic of dealing with the press, by which I assume he doesn't mean killing them. How to deal with them, get rid of them. So once you're set up, it'd be so much easier if he was using KDE. That's right. Okay, take it away.
Can you hear me? Right. Hi, I'm Graham Morrison. I write for Linux Format Magazine, which is a UK-based Linux magazine. We sell quite a few copies. I don't want this to be a sales pitch for Linux Format, but it is going to be Linux Format centric because that's all that I really know. I do write for other magazines as well, but they're all PC based, Windows and Mac. The main inspiration for proposing this talk was that all of us on the team do have a great deal of difficulty disseminating and getting KDE newsworthy items that we can print. And we want to. What I really want to try and do is demystify the world of publishing, to try and make it more approachable, and to try and make you feel like you can actually pick up the phone and call us and tell us anything you think is newsworthy, because you can. And that will help us print more good things about KDE, and generate more interest. I'd say a bit about myself. 5 or 6 years ago, I did write a KDE application called K-Album. It was quite successful. I still get emails about it, but it was rubbish. I did learn some important things. I spent weeks hacking away at certain functions in K-Album and never released it. I'd leave the source code languishing on SourceForge or CVS. And then when users would bug me, I'd create a tarball or an RPM and they could download it. And I never even documented it. I never said what the features were or how they work. And to this day, there's still some great stuff in K-Album that no one except me knows. I can't actually remember how to use it, but there were some really good things in it. And that's something I'll come back to. I'm the reviews editor for Linux Format, which really means I just find things to review, but we all write different parts of the magazine. Linux Format, I think, is a typical Linux magazine. I mean, it's completely different to magazines with a wider distribution or more general PC magazines. And also the other Linux journalists that I've met that work for other Linux magazines are very similar to our own team. We're Linux enthusiasts. None of us did it to get into journalism. None of us trained to be journalists, or I failed English. So we all do it. We want to help spread the word and make Linux more accessible. And there's about 4 of us who write full-time for the magazine, which is a surprisingly small number. We dip into a pool of about 20 or 30 different contributors for other articles. Linux Format, another important thing about magazines is that they're mostly global. We sell 50% of the copies in the UK, we sell the rest in the US and Australia and lots of other places besides. And it's also franchised, and this is the same for other, I mean, Linux Magazine is a good example. It's a massively successful German magazine that's mostly translated for an English version. And Linux Format is translated into Italian, Greek, and Russian. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because when contributing or trying to create a news story to put in a magazine, you have to be aware that it is going to have a global audience. And it might be as simple as the locality of whoever you might be interviewing, or new features, or even the legality of using screenshots or images. So as I mentioned, I find things to review. I write lots of stuff predominantly about Linux, lots of stuff about KDE. I'm the KDE guy. Out of the four of us, there's one KDE guy, there's one GNOME guy, and there's somebody who uses XFCE, and another guy who kind of flirts between the three of them. We're all, we get plenty of emails about things and always accusing us of bias on one side or another. I do occasionally write about GNOME 2. This is something I wrote last year and I still get emails about it.
Only for the rudeness, not for bashing
GNOME. Well, no, for both. I get letters saying they worry how impartial I am as a reviews editor. No. It's just a really low-res PDF that I took from the magazine before I came. But yeah, it looks like graffiti, doesn't it?
Yeah. Black stripe over here.
Yeah. It takes about 3 or 4 weeks to create an issue. The reason why I'm going over about the magazine is because we're always rushed. We're always late. If anyone can provide information that makes our job easier, it will get into the magazine. It's as simple as that. The other big difference between magazines and online media is that, of course, we're 6 to 8 weeks. We're working 6 to 8 weeks ahead of the on-sale date, and that's just in the UK. It isn't unusual to see articles that we've written 6 months ago appearing in the Russian or Greek versions of the magazine. So the news and press releases, they have to be... They have to have legs, they have to have longevity. And that usually means adding more detail, adding a little bit more in-depth analysis, perhaps, or an interview with the developer. Something that will give us a different angle on the magazine that you don't normally get time for when writing for online stuff. We really are always open to ideas, and all magazines are. All the magazines that I've seen and worked with are. Before I got this job at Linux Walnut, I never did anything to do with writing or publishing before. But I certainly was under the impression that magazines were untouchable. They people trained to be journalists and they did their own thing and maybe a little bit elitist. But that really isn't the case. You can pick up the phone and speak to our editor or me and suggest an idea for an article. And 9 times out of 10, Nick, the editor, will say, yeah, go for it. Because we're always looking for fresh ideas and new contributors, and so are the other magazines. It's not just Linux Format.
What does offer mean?
Offer
by write it? Or?
Well, yeah. But yeah, probably what Nick would do would be say, just email me an outline, and yeah, finish, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it takes, send the article in. And that's it. I mean, it'll be printed and you'll be paid. I think currently, the rates aren't great, but it's about £80 a page. As a team at Linux Format, and I know I keep saying Linux Format, but we do care about the Linux community. That's why we do it, because the wages aren't great. I'm not complaining. It's a fun job, but we do want to try and make a difference. And fair enough, the publishers and that level's higher than the team who write the magazine. They're interested in sales figures and, you know, God only knows what else. But we are just interested in getting our news across. So to us, it's not just about selling more. And we do want Linux to be accessible to all. We do occasionally do reader surveys. Because if a good cross-section of people answered them, they would be really useful, but it doesn't happen like that. You just get a certain type or a certain personality filling in the survey. So what you find is that the average Linux Format reader is 45 years old, 50 years old, IT managers. They don't have time to look through the internet, find news, And they kind of want magazines to be an authority and a way of percolating the noise and coming up with nuggets of information. We do get lots of letters and calls from people who don't have broadband or modems. For whatever reason, sometimes it's accessibility, sometimes it's just because they live out in the sticks or they're running BSD. They're not too keen on scanning SVN commits for feature updates either. I'm just trying to get across that I think there is still real value in printed media, despite the death knell constantly being sounded for the end of it and online taking over. Now, the problems that we have, the problems that we think we have, I mean, it isn't just KDE, but I will say that the GNOME guys seem to do it better. We have a better relationship with some of the GNOME developers, and things like Planet GNOME do make it easier to get news. And Planet KDE is great as well, but all I'm trying to do really is make you want to get in touch, because we will print the news, and printing the news generates more coverage. We know KDE development is moving at an incredible rate. We're enthusiastic about KDE. We just need more pertinent information, something that is newsworthy, and I'll get on to what I think is newsworthy next. We know our readers are desperate to know more. We seem to get more... Chris?
More information about this and that. And so that would be really useful information.
Yeah, of course. Sit down and talk about it. Yeah. I mean, it would, yes. I can show, I'm going to go over what makes a great press release. And I think it would be a very similar thing for Planet KDE, or think what we need anyway to make something publishable and to generate what we think is interest. We do ask, and we do. I have spoken to lots of KDE guys, and it's always everyone's always been helpful, and I enjoy doing that. But all I'm trying to say really is that if you can find the time to initiate something, if you want to write about something, if you want to do a feature release for a new project, it will get the publicity, and it's more than we're doing at the moment. This is where you come in. I really want you to, if you feel like it, to get in touch with whatever your favorite Linux magazines are and give them a call and say what you'd like to write about. Say that you'd like to discuss the latest releases in Amarok, the latest features in Amarok or Cobit or something. It works. I think it's a great way of contributing to a project if you haven't got the technical nous or know-how. A little bit like writing documentation, but it needn't take as much time as documentation. Writing a press release, it need only be half an hour every 3 months. Just a status update on how a project is doing will do. We deal with lots of corporate Linux people, and every day my inbox is filled with press releases from companies who are doing it. I mean, they're not. The difference is that KDE and GNOME are communities. I'm talking about the likes of Red Hat and Novell. They're very professional, they're very slick, and you always know where you stand and you know exactly how they want themselves to appear. And I think for a big part of why Linux is so successful, you know, KDE ought to have the same kind of presence. I'm not talking about on a professional level, I'm not talking about PR companies, but keeping yourselves and ourselves in the loop. Now this is a lot. I get a lot of press releases like this, and it is unprintable. There is absolutely nothing we could do in that. There's just a new version number, and all the usual rubbish. The best kind of press release. We are going to rewrite it, so there's no point in spending ages over the text. It needs to be short and to the point. If a good, when an application gets a decent update, a press release announcing it, I mean, I'm talking about big applications, something like KML or Contact or Copete or Amarok or any of the major KDE applications, something that's shortened to the point that we can print without having to trawl the internet would be so useful for, I imagine, all Linux publishing media. The more content it has, the bigger story it will be. Also, Linux format, and most of the Linux magazines, I'd say, has a very broad readership range in terms of skills and abilities. We do try, we have beginner stuff and we have advanced stuff, but we do try and be accessible. So a press release really needs to be accessible. The bottom three, I think, are important. A magazine is visual, so screenshots are important. I know I personally, just if there's a new release, the first thing I'll do is look at a screenshot. And it is very